Okay, Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Zion. We have a packed daf today, and this course of finishing another parak. So let's get to business. We're at the bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah. We've been talking about Tzad. We've been talking about, trapping. Yashav Ha'echad Ala Pesach V'lo Milehu. Let's say one person comes into a doorway, an opening, and he does not fill it up completely. So the animal that's inside is not fully trapped. And then what happens? Yashav Hasheni Umilehu. Someone else comes and fills up that space with him. So Hasheni Chayev. The second guy is going to be Chayev for trapping. Right? For example, a deer, like we've been mentioning, a deer trapped in the house. Yashav Harishon Ala Pesach Umilehu. Let's say the first guy comes and fills in the opening by the Pesach in the doorway. Ubasheni V'yashav Betzido. And another one, if you can imagine, let's say a thick doorway where there's space for two people to stand, one in front of the other. And the second guy comes next to him, and also he would theoretically fill the entire doorway, but they have the first guy there, making the trap closed, as it were, in front of him. So Avo Pisha Amar Arishon, even if the first guy leaves, V'holachlo, and he leaves, even if the first guy leaves, Chayiv, Avol Pisha Amad Harishon V'Halachlo, even though the first guy leaves, Harishon Chayiv Hasheni Potter. The first guy is Chayiv and the second guy is Potter. Halamazedoma, what's that comparable to? Lenoal is Beso Lashomro, because someone who locks his house to guard it, to keep it, to get it watched, to make sure no one gets in. And Veninsa Tzvi Shomor Besocho. And you end up with a deer that is trapped inside. What is the comparison with that? So Rashi says, Shunitso Kvar. So right, the deer had already been trapped in the house. And now you lock the door. So he's Shomor Besocho. So it's the same thing. Meaning the first guy had already trapped, had already blocked off the entrance. The second guy came. Right. Even though the first guy leaves, so the second guy is like, as Rashi says, a shomro letzvi shahayalo me'atmol. It's just an extra guarding on the deer that was inside. It wasn't, he wasn't the reason that the deer is trapped, and therefore he is going to be potter. Just like when that person closes the door, the tzvi was already locked inside, already trapped inside. So that extra locking of the door is not really doing the trapping. So I'm okay. It says the Gehelig Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba ba Amar Rabbi Chia bar Ashi Amar Rav. Nichnaso lotzi portachas kanafov. Let's say a bird flies underneath a person's clothing. Unbelievable. Happens. Right? So Yoshev Mishamro ad Shetech Shach. A person can sit and guard it until sundown. Rashi says, Eino tzarech leftoch lo cholon de'eino elashom. The person does not need to get the bird out of there. Right, it's possible he could sit there, because at that point the bird is already trapped. He does not need to get it out. Most of it is Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, "What are you talking about? What about our Mishnah?" Right, Yashav Harishon Ala Pesach Umilehu Ba'Asheni V'Yashav Betzido. The first guy is standing there blocking the doorway, and the second guy comes behind him. Af Pishamad Rishon V'Halachlo. Even if the first guy leaves, Harishon Chayv Hasheni Potter. So my love, Pater Abel Osir, that seems to be the same case, where you have something that is just by default is already guarding the item, right? Your clothing is already guarding or trapping the bird. So it does not seem to mean, for our Mishnah, when it says Pater, isn't that Pater Abel Osir? So the Gemara says, no, Pater Umutter. It's Pater and Mutter. Once the deer is already trapped, the guy, it's totally Mutter for the guy to sit, meaning behind the first guy, and stand in the door. So too, it's mutter to leave the bird trapped underneath your clothing if it flies underneath. And it makes sense, because we get the kani seifa, because when we bring the seifa case to compare this the case of the standing in the second guy standing in the doorway, and what do we compare that to? We compare that to lamazadoma. What's to lenoalas beso l'shomro v'nimtzal tzvi shomro besocho. Right, from that case where the deer is already trapped, and then you close the door, you lock it, so that's nothing. Right? We call it the pater and mutter. Right? Apparently, we see that it's pater and mutter, shma mino. There is not even an iser derabbanan. Okay. Fine. Again, there's a lot of lumdas here, but you know, we're going to kind of go through it Daf Yomi style, right? Just to point out one thing, right? Rashi says, "Lenol is based on the kol adam osin kain." Everybody does it, so why should that matter if everyone does it? Right? It doesn't make so much sense. Why should that be relevant? And the lechora, why would Rav Nachman hold that it's usher the rabbanan? There's really a lot going on here. Really, in the next parak also, the beginning, there's all this stuff going on. But let's go right through. Igad Amri, some people say, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak af ana nami tanina, that this is how the conversation went. That we learned in a brisa that this is true, that afal pisha amad harishon v'halachlo, even if the first guy left, harishon chayev v'asheni potter. And the second guy is potter, my lav potter mutter. Right? You would assume that it's mutter completely? Lo. So at this point, the Gemara tries to suggest potter aval aser, that it's actually aser. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be potter aval aser, because halam et dikutani seifa, halam aser doma, lenol espiso, l'shomro v'nim tatsvi shomro v'socho. Right, it compares it to this case where you're just locking the door when the deer is already trapped. It's obviously mutter, it's nothing. Called the potter and mutter, apparently you see that it's potter and mutter shmamina. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, and this is again the Gemara we learned on the second day of learning Hilchas Mesachas Shabbos. Kol Pturi de Shabbos Potter Aval Aser Levar Mehani Tlas. As we've said several times, that whenever the Mishnah says Potter, that means Potter Aval Aser Midir Abanan, except for the following three cases. De Potter Umutter. Chada Ha, one of them is our case. Umimai de Potter Umutter. And how do you know it's Potter Umutter in our case? As we pointed out, the Gitani Sefer, the Mazar Dome, the Noel is Beso, the Shomro, the Nimzatzvi Shomro Besocho. Right? It's because, you know, it compares it to a case that is completely Mutter. Vidach, what's the second one? That's the case of Hamapis Morsa B'Shabbos. Someone who literally, what's the, lances a boil? It pops a pimple on Shabbos. In Lasos Lape, if you want the opening for whatever reason in the skin, so then you're chayev. But in Mahotzi the Menulechav, if you're just trying to get the pus out, you're potter. And when we made the potter and mutter, how do you know it's potter and mutter? The time, because we're under the Mishnah. Mochat shel yad litol ba'asak kotz. If you take a needle with your hand to take out a kotz, a thorn, so that is mutter. Rashi says, "Vayinu dumit the lecha dumit tsar lev." Vayinu choshesh im yistam miyad for coming into the right, meaning because b'makom tsar lo goes rabbi rabbanan. Okay. V'idach, and the last one is atzad nachash, when someone traps a snake b'shabbes im misasik bo shloi shachenu. If a person is trying to get it not to bite you, so then potter, then you're potter. But imra l'refua, but if you're trying to get it for maybe you need its venom to heal something or whatever, so then you're going to be chayim. Ah, we might be potter and mutter. How do you know that it's actually potter and mutter, not potter aval aser? It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Kofen kara al haner, b'shvil shel techos. You're allowed to put a techos bakora. You're allowed to put a bowl overneath a candle, as long as, you know, to make sure that it won't burn kora, a beam. And Rashi says, not sure you have to make sure not to put out the candle. That's not usher. That's not mutter, but you are allowed to put it over a candle so that it doesn't burn up a pillar. Velatzoa shel katan, and on the feces of a baby. And here's the kicker, val akrav shel teshach, and on a scorpion so that it won't bite you, that it won't sting you. As Rashi says, afal gav de mamela mitzit, even though if when you put a bowl over it, it's going to be trapped. But that is going to be mutter, and you see that that's what it means by the snake as well. That's potter and mutter. Okay, hadron halacha oreg, and now we begin shmone shrotzer. Shmone shrotzer. There are eight creepy crawly things, which are not really creepy crawly. They're kind of lizard rat ish that are listed in the pasuk. The pasuk says, and we're talking Parsha Shmini, talking about items that are treif, and also in this point the important thing here is tamei. So the pasuk says, "Vezelachem had tamei b'sheretz asheritz ala aretz," and the Torah lists eight of them: acholin, achbar, v'atzav, hanakav, akorach, v'alteav, achomet, v'atin shames. And the pasuk says that these are tamei for you if you touch them, so that when they die, if you touch their bodies, so then yitma ad ha'aretz. You will, person will be tamei until nightfall, right? He has to go to the mikvah, the hair of shemesh, etc., etc. Now, it's important to point out that you're not tamei for touching anything of the animal. You're tamei for touching its flesh. As the Gemara is going to discuss, you know, whether, and we're going to quote a Mishnah in Chulin, and we're going to talk about whether they have skins or not. That's important, but let's keep that in mind here as we start the, what is it, 14th parak, 13th parak, 14th? 14th. Yeah, it says on top of the Amud 13th, but it must be, this time it's the 14th, because the 13th was Aurig, and this is the 14th. These are the smaller prakim in Shas. There are a couple quick hitters, but there's a lot of halacha lemaisa here. Either way, Hashmona Shrotzim Hamurim Batorah. The 8 Shrotzim that we mentioned in the Torah, just to define them, so as I said before, they are a lot of creepy crawling things. It's unclear exactly what they are. Rashi gives a lot of French. There are other discussions in terms of what it is. Atzav, for example, in modern Hebrew is a turtle, but Mestama, the Torah, is not talking about a turtle, simply because the Mishnah is about to say that if you trap it, you're a chayef. Well, we had said before that, you know, if something can't escape and you trap it, so it's considered to be already trapped. Turtles are not running anywhere, so it can't really be a turtle. Right, again, most of these are either some type of ferret weasel thing or some sort of lizard, you know, chameleon, lizard, slug, etc., etc. So basically that's, okay, Peseder, but we don't know exactly what they are specifically, at least I don't, and I'm not sure that there's a Masorah for it. But either way, Shmona Shrotzim Ha'arumim B'Torah, if any of these 8 Shrotzim that are mentioned in the Torah, Hatzidan V'Achovel Behem, if you either you trap them or you wound them, and it's important to point out that we are talking about a bruise and not letting blood out, as you'll see, but the Ritva points that out based on the Gemara in Chulin. But okay, we're talking about a chovel is bruise. Ushar shkatzim uramasim a chovel behem pater. Hatzidim l'tzarech chayev shalav tzarech pater. But other shkatzim and ramashim, other kind of creepy crawly whatever things, a chovel behem pater. If you damage them, if you wound them, you're going to be pater. Hatzidan, if you trap them, so it depends. L'tzarech, if you need them, then you're chayev shalav l'tzarech, then you're going to be pater. Chayev ofsher v'rishuso, if you have a wild animal or a bird that's in your rishus, atzidam pater, if you trap them, you are pater, v'achol v'ahem chayev, but if you damage them, then you are going to be chayev. What are you chayev for? For chovel, for damaging, for wounding, for bruising these animals. Again, just to point out, the Ritva says in the Gemara in Chulin, I believe it's on Daf Mem Vav, that if you draw blood, you're going to be chayev regardless. But here we're talking about bruising, where the blood comes to the forefront, gathers, it pools inside the body, underneath the skin. So what are you going to be chayev for? So Rashi has 2 days over here. If you look at a chovel ben chayev, the ish lehenor, the reason you're going to be chovel is because these shmona shrotzim have skin. Really, probably more accurate to say hides. It's a chabura that does not go back, meaning it's losing some sort of blood, vitality. And that's a tolda of shochet. It's another possibility, Rashi says. Kevin the Yeshla, or since they have a hide, so nitzva ha'or badam. We mentioned before that the hides, that the skin is colored by the blood, and therefore yichayv mishum tzoveya. We pointed out, why in the world would you be chayv for coloring? It's a very strange coloring. Well, we had suggested in the Gemara that sometimes when you shecht an animal, so you want the blood to be found on the animal's skin because that makes it look fresh. Someone who comes to buy an animal from a butcher, so he appreciates the freshness of the shechita. So if it's redder, so then it's fresher. So, okay, so that would be Tzoveya. So Rashi is 2 days, either Netilas Neshama, either Shochet, or Tzoveya. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Midikatani Chovel Ben Chayiv, from the fact that you tell me that if you bruise them, you're going to be Chayiv, Mikal the Islay, or that implies that they must have some sort of hide, they must have some sort of skin. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, who is that? Adman Tana, who's the author of our Mishnahs? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah towards the end of Chulin like this, that if an animal dies, so obviously without shechita, so that it is called a nevela. It is a nevela, and it is metame. So, like I said, the oh, you know what? I take it back. The Shmuel Shrotzim, if you touch any part of their body, I think Oh, I don't know. I don't want to speak for that. But let's say for sure the Mishnah like in Chulin says like this, that if you touch the flesh of an Avela, you're going to become Tamei, but other parts of the animal, like horns or whatever, you are not going to become Tamei. So the question is, what's the deal with the skin? Right? What's the deal with the skin? Is the hides considered flesh, or is it not? So if it's soft and there's not much of a hide there, so then it is considered part of the flesh, part of the basar, then it is metame. But if it's hard, let's say, you know, I don't know, a rhino has hard skin, so then it's not going to be considered flesh, and it is not going to be metame. So this Gemara seems to imply that if, you know, this, you have the same difference in terms of shatzen, right? If the skins are thick, right, they're not going to be metame. If the skins are thin, then they are going to be metame. So when it seems, right, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, again, so the Mishnah over there has a bunch of opinions. The two of them are important for us. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that none of the Shmona Shratzim have skins which are metame, meaning all of them have hides that are thick. Okay, and therefore, if you bruise them, the blood will pool underneath. But the Rabbanan say it's only 4 out of the 8. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not going to talk about that, but the Rabbanan say it's only 4 out of the 8. I don't remember which 4. And I don't have it written down over here. All right. All right, take it back. It's in Rashi over here. Very good. Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara. So Rashi says, Upalagat the Rabbanan, the Amri, Behaor, Beharumtev. The 4 that have it are Hanaka, Akoach, Valtav, Achomet. Okay, not that we know what those are, but okay, those 4. Hanaka, Akoach, Valtav, Achomet, they will be Metame, because those skins are not very thick. Okay, so again, so if we're going to tell me that the Mishnah says that all the Shmona Shrotzim, if you're Chayev for Chovel, so it must be that they have these thick skins, that seems to be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, so that's what Shmuel said. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Shita. Right, because the time Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer Shmuel Shotzen, Yishlam Oros, these 8 Shotzen, they have hides, thick skin. Rav Bar Ravuna Marav, Afilu Tema Rabbanan. You can even say no, it's a Rabbanan Shita, because Adkan lo pligi Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Ela Linyan Toma. Because the only area of halacha where the Chachamim will argue as to the skin or the hide of the animal is regarding Toma. Dichtiv Elu Hatzameim Lachem. These are the ones that are tamei, larabos, she'orusam, kivisarim, to include ones that have a thin skin, that have, you know, a thin skin, and that their skins are like their flesh. Avalin in Shabbos, but regarding Shabbos, afilu rabbanan moda, that even the rabbanan will be moda, that you will be chayev, that they will be considered to have thick skin. Now, what does that mean? That for Shabbos, the mitzias changes, that these animals grow a thick skin, but by Tumah they don't? No, it simply means that you have a special ribui, you have a special pasuk by Tumah. All these animals have whatever skin that they have, but the Chachamim would say that no, the only reason those 4 are chayiv is because you have that ribui in the pasuk. But by Shabbos, they would be maskim, they might agree, according to Rav, that they would might agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Gemara says, one second, Elin and Shabbos lo pligi, do they not argue? Regarding Shabbos, what do you mean? V'atani will learn the Reza, Atzadech HaMishmona Shrotzim, if you trap one of the Shmona Shrotzim, Ha'omorim Batorah, so Ha'chovel Bahem Chayev, if you wound them, you're Chayev, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, In or Ela, Lama, Shemanu Chachamim. Right? The only ones who have skins are the ones that the Chachamim counted. And that doesn't make sense, because if you look in the Mishnah over there, so the Mishnah only counts the ones that don't have skins, that don't have hard hides. And the Gemara says that, calls you on it right there. Adirah, but the opposite is true. One second. Lamashe Manu Chachamim Ein Lahem Or. Right? That list in the Mishnah and Chulin are the 4 of them that have their flesh like their skin, meaning the skin is very soft. So the Gemara says, but either way, this is what it means to say, Ein Or Cholok Mubasar, that, again, that the Or is not different but the Basar, but Lamaisa, you have a Ela Lamasha Manu Chachamim, but either way, Lamaisa, you see that the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, right, regards to Shabbos as well. So Amalei Rava, Halamasha Manu Chachamim Kamar. So no, so what then the Brisa says, Lamasha Manu Chachamim. You can't reinterpret the Chachamim that line over there to say that what they did list in the Mishnah and Chulin, they didn't listen to the Mishnah and Chulin. Ela Marava, what is this Brisa really saying? Hachikamar. Ein or matame kebasar, that the hides of the animals of the Shemona Shvatzim are not matame like the basar, el the Shemonu Chachamim, right? Except for the ones in the Chachamim listed. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri only, meaning the point is that the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim only argue in terms of the Tumah, ein mitame kebasar el lama Shemonu Chachamim, but they would agree by Hilchos Shabbos, and that's what we're trying to say, that they actually agree. Mikhlad, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hanach, Nami, Delo Manu Chachamim, Metamim. Right, but one second, does that imply, that implies that the ones that the Chachamim did not count, right, are going to be Metame, Katani, but we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Shmur, Shratzim, Yishlem, Oros, Velo Metamim. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita, that these Shmona Shrotzim have thick hides and they're not metame. So that, if you tell me that they argue in Tumah, right? So what do you mean that the Chachamim say that they would argue over the cases where they are metame? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says very clearly that they are not metame. So Rav Adar Bar Masna, the really Tartzachi, really this is the way to explain it. Chachamim Orim Linyan Tuma. The Chachamim say in terms of Tuma, Ein Lo Or Mashamanu Chachamim, that the Shrotzim that the Rabbanim are talking about do not have thick skin. Meaning, Lamaisa, take out the Ella that you had in the Brisa, and so therefore we're back to understanding that the Machlokes is by Tuma, but the Chachamim agree that the Shmona Shrotzim have thick skin and thick hides, and therefore they agree by Shabbos that you are going to be chayev for being mechabel, for making a bruise on these Shmona Shrotzim. Okay, and that's exactly how Rav interpreted the Machlokes, that the Machlokes is only by Tuma and not by Shabbos. Okay, Gemara said 1 second. Vekati lidin Shabbos lo pligi. You're telling me that there's no machlokas by Shabbos. Vatanya, then we learn in the Brisa. Hatzad echad mishmona shrotzim amurim b'Torah. If you trap one of these shmona shrotzim, hachovel lahem chayiv. If you bruise them, so then you're going to be chayiv. Veshrotzim sheishlam oros. That's only by the case of the shrotzim that have oros, that have thick hides. And what is considered a wound that does not go back, meaning that it's going to displace the blood and cause it to make a bruise that will, you know, that you cannot reverse, meaning that you lose some of the blood. Nitzar hadam avopi shelo yetze. The wound, the bruise has to be where the blood will collect, will be gathered together, even though it doesn't go out. Right, meaning if you have a thick skin, so the blood will go out of the bloodstream, right? It'll pool together under the skin, and therefore the animal is losing the blood even if it doesn't come out of the skin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer Shmona Shrotzim Yeshlam Oros, and the Shmona Shrotzim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says all of these, as we've been saying the whole time, that these Shmona Shrotzim have these skins, right? Implying that the Tanakama would disagree with that. And so apparently the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri do not agree in terms of which, you know, what the deal is with Shrotzim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you'll get, you know, Chovel, and with any of these Shmona Shrotzim is going to be Mechayev you because they have hides, they have thick skins. And the Tanakama, which Mistama is their Rabbanan, would disagree with that because that's why we're quoting two opinions in the Brisa. So Gemara says, Amravashi, Mantanakama, Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's not actually the Chachamim. That's Machlokas is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which again we had mentioned in passing that Rabbi Yehuda is the third opinion in the Mishnah over there in Chulin. The Ozel Basar Gishta. And Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that it goes based on the actual thickness of the what's it called? Meaning the only thing that will determine, forget the pasuk. Right, there's only no drushes that you're getting, right, that we quoted on the other Amar. Rabbi Yehuda will only measure the thickness of the skin and ignore any of the drushes in the pasuk. It's not as we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Halata'a Kachulda, that the Lata'a is like the Chulda of Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan the Pligala the Rabbi Yochanan and Tuma, but the Rabbanan who have the Machokas and with Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri in terms of Tuma. But the Shabbos modulo, right, they would agree with him in terms of Shabbos, as we've said before, because the Chachamim use the drasha in the pasuk to determine what is metame. But they would agree that all of them have thick skin in terms of Hilchos Shabbos and making a chaburah. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi, if that's true, hi devirachon ben Uri." When the Mishnah said, you know, the I guess the Brisa really, these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Devir Rabbi Yochanan umachlokso meboyle should have said these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbanan who argue with him, meaning in the realm of Toma, but they don't argue in terms of Shabbos. So Gemara says you're right, Einachanami. Tani, Devir Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri umachlokso. So yeah, you're right to change that language in the Brisa to reflect that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's shita and the Chachamim. Okay. Boy, my name is Levi, my Rebbe. Levi asked from Rebbe, Minayin lechabura she'ino chozeres. How do you know that you need to have a bruise that is eino chozeres? How do you know that's eino chozeres? How do you need that's a halachic bruise? Right, Rashi says, Lemelef tahid de chozeres lav chabura hi, meaning something that goes back, or something that just bruises, right, if you can imagine, you slap somebody in the face. So the face is red for a second, and then it goes away. So that's not a real chabura, right? Really, a chabura, what you're talking about is where nitzro bodam, where the blood will pool a little bit under the skin, and you have an actual bruise. So the answer, he said, "Dechtiv Zavodik says, Hayafoch kushi oroven amer charbarosov, that a kushi cannot change its skin, and its leopard cannot change its charbaros." The Gemara says, "What is that? My har bar osaf. Ilim with the kari rikme rikma. If you tell me talking about its spots, so even amer har bar osaf. What do you need to say about the, what is that extra word? What is that word? Namer gavanavi bailey. Should have said a leopard and its spots. So Ella rather no kikushi. It's referring that the leopard is like the kushi. That ma oru the kushi in the chozeres, and just like the skin of the kushi is, cannot go back. You can't, right? People can't change the skin color." Af chabura in a chozer. So too, we're talking about a chabura of a wound. We cannot again the word chaburosav, right, is make a play on words. That sounds like a chabura, so that's where they get it from. Okay, fine. So too, you need a chabura that is not able, right, that actually has lasting impact, even if obviously the body heals a bruise. But so that, as we said, the blood comes out of the bloodstream, and that's considered significant. Okay. Ushkar shkatzim, and the rest of the shkatzim, not the shmura shkatzim, but any shkatzim, anything else. So if you're chovel in them, they are potter. So it implies that's the implication is hargon chayef. But if you kill them, that they are chayef. So of course, it's man tana. Who is that? I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar. Shita the tanya like we learned in Brisa. Rabbi Elazar Omer Hahorig Kina b'Shabbos Kahorig Gavol b'Shabbos. If you kill a lice, what's the singular of lice? Louse, right? If you kill a louse on Shabbos, it's as if you killed a camel. Sheesh. Right? So you killed a birya, you killed an animal, asumi daraisa. Right? Camel's big, louse is small, doesn't matter. Nazgav le Rav Yosef, 1 second. Ad kan lo plugi rabbanan, el Rav Eliezer, el Bekina. The Chachamim only agree or disagree, right? The Machlokes is only by a case of a kina, by a case of a louse. Why? And this is a key line, which we'll just mention what it means in a second. The ain't a part of a rava, because a louse does not reproduce. Well, sharsh got some ramasim, but other creepy crawling things, they're part of a rivian, they do reproduce. So lo pligi, they don't disagree. So why does it have to be Rabbi Eliezer? Now, just to clarify that line, what do you mean a lice doesn't reproduce? This is a issue that comes up all over, not all over the place, but it is certainly a scenario. This is one of the prime examples of where the Gemara doesn't necessarily correspond to modern science. Right? According to the Gemara, as we're going to see at the end, the Gemara is going to assume that lice in general, or at least this species of lice, does not reproduce. What does that mean? So Rashi writes, if you look, where is that Rashi? Maybe it's not here. Okay, meaning the pshat is that it comes from, it's Rashi in Chumash. I don't know, but somebody says that, somewhere Rashi writes that the prevailing thought back in the day was that lice reproduce from a person's skin. Or they reproduce from, rotting pieces of garbage, etc., etc. I'm pretty sure the person's skin. Now, we know that since you have a microscope, you can see that the lice actually lay eggs in a person's skin or hair, as is very prevalent in Eretz Yisrael. And they do, in fact, reproduce in a way. But perhaps, again, just to give one way they reconcile the Gemara and modern science is that the Gemara is not saying that they don't actually reproduce. Simply what they're saying is that since you can't see it, so it's not considered halachic reproduction, since it happens at a microscopic level, so that would not be considered something that reproduces. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, again, when Rabbi Eliezer says you kill a louse on Shabbos, it's like a real animal, the Chachamim will disagree, because you're only chayev if you kill something that does reproduce halachically. Okay, fine. So back in the Gemara, Ushneim lelamdu elamei elim. And both of them, their both opinions, learned from the elim, from the rams that were shechted to use their skins or their hides in the Mishkan. Rabbi Eliezer sabrke elim. Rabbi Eliezer holds, the elim is the model. So my elim sheish ben nitias neshama, just like when you kill the ram, so you would take a life. Af kol sheish ben nitias neshama, so too anything that you're chayav for, if you take a life. So it doesn't matter whether the louse will reproduce, it's you're taking a life, so therefore you are chayav. Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan say, no, ke elim ma elim deparim v'ravin, just like the rams will reproduce to pruvu, I've called the part of a rava. You're only chayav for something that reproduces, which is does not include lice. Amalei, I v'kina in part of a rava. What a lice don't reproduce. Famamar, didn't we say? The master said, Yoshev Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'zan. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mizans. He fulfills. He gives parnasa. He sustains mikarnei reimim amalei tikinim from the horns of the reimim. The reim is a tall animal with the beautiful horns and beitzikinim to the eggs of lice. So you see that lice do lay eggs. The Gemara says, "Minahu demikri beitzikinim." Right? No, there's a species called eggs of lice. That's the type of lice that we're referring to. But other lice do not actually lay eggs. Vatanya, tefuye beitzikinim, that we also have tefuye and beitzikinim. That again refers to eggs that lice lay. So the Gemara says, "Minahu demikri beitzikinim." That's also referring to the actual species of lice called eggs of lice. Okay, fine. the Gemara questions further. Vaparari parush. But what about a flea? The paravirave that also does puravu. Vatanya, but we learned in Rabbeisa hatsad parush b'shabbos. If you trap it on Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer chayev, Rabbi Yeshua poter. The Rabbi Elazar is mechayev you, but Rabbi Yeshua poters you, right? Apparently, it's your mutter, it's poter for you to chat your mutter. Well, maybe not mutter, but it's poter v'alasar. You're not going to be chayev midaraisa for trapping and killing this flea, and yet you see that it reproduces. So, Rav Ashi, the obvious answer you probably guessed, tzida hariga karamis. What do you mean? That braisa is by trapping. We're talking about killing. I kind of pliki Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Hello, the Mar Sover, Davershein Bemino Nitzel Chayiv, Umar Sover, Potter. We're talking, that's Machlokis is by trapping. Avolinian Hariga, but in terms of killing, if you're Rabbi Yeshua Moda, every Rabbi Yeshua would be Moda, that you would be Chayiv for killing a flea. Okay. Viter, we have a long daf tomorrow, so let's see, get as much as we can done today. Hatsadan Latsara Chayiv. If you trap any of these shrotzim that are not included in the Shemar Shrotzim, but in Mistama it applies to all of the shrotzim. If you trap them Latsarach, then you're Chayiv, but if you trap them Latsarach, you're Potter. So Gemara says, Man Tana, who is this priceless? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Machokas, we've seen before several times. Rabbi Shimon, he damar malach Hashem tzicha legufa, Potter Olah. If you do malach Hashem tzicha legufa, you are Potter. But again, that's the point. If you have a Tzorach, you're Chayiv. If you don't have a Tzorach, you are Potter. Iga the Masni Laha, some people taught this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav saying that it's Rabbi Shimon Shita, to the following halacha. Hamapas morsa b'shabbos, if you pop a pimple on Shabbos, im lasus lapeh, if you want the whole, so then you're chayev. Im lahotzi b'menolecha, but if you want to take out the liquid, the pus, then potter, then you're potter, because that's, as you're going to see, man tana, who is that? Am Rabbi Shuba, am Rabbi Yehud, am Rav, Rabbi Shimoni. Right, Rabbi Shimon, shita, damar malach, shentzuch lagufa, potter aleha, right, because if you need the pus, right, you're making a hole, but you just want to take the pus out, the hole, is a malach hashem tzichu legufa. You don't need the hole for the hole. Right, so then you're going to be potter. Vigad Masni Laha. Some people said that no, this is Rabbi Shimon's whole thing is goes on this halacha. Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos. Again, these three cases which we ironically had at the end of the last part, the end of the last perek. Well, I take it back. 1 second. Right, yeah, they had the end of the last parak. Hatzad nachash b'shabbos. If you chop a snake in Shabbos, so in Shabbosig bo shloi shachenu. If you're trying to get it not to bite you, so then you're potter. And the refuah you're chayiv. So Mantana, who is that? So on Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Rabbi Shimon, Damar melachash and tzuchel gufa potter ala. You're a potter, right? If you're trying to get it not to bite you, so that's then you are potter because you don't actually need the snake that you are trapping. Okay, Amar Shmuel says the following: Hasholat dog min hayam. If you take a fish from the sea, when is it considered to be dead that you'll be chayiv for netilas neshama, for shchita, quote unquote? Kevin shi yavash bo kesela. As soon as there's a dry bit on it, as wide as a cella, it doesn't mean it's dry as a rock. It means that if there's a spot the size of a cella that is dry, a cella was a coin from back in the day. Wait, that's Rashi says. If you look at a cella, it's karochav cella, like the width of a cella, not like the hardness of a rock. But a cella is a coin. So if it's as wide as that, so then you're going to be chayiv for netilas neshama mistama because it can no longer survive, even if you throw it back into the sea. Am Rabbi Yosi bar Avin v'ubein snapirav. That's only if it's between its fins. Okay. Am Rav Ashi lo tem yavish mamish. It doesn't even need to be really dry. Right? Ela afilu d'avad reiri. Even if it's slimy, so then that already the fish is going to die, and you are chayiv for netilas neshama. Am Amar bar Hamaduri Amar Shmuel hoshi yado lemei behema. I don't know why you do this, but I guess farmers are used to this. If you would stick your hand inside an animal, v'dildel ubar sheva me'eha, and you dislodge an ubar, a fetus that is inside the animal, chayev, you are chayev for netilas neshama. No, not chayev for netilas neshama. Rashi, you're chayev for, what's it called? It's ktsira, as you're going to be kotzer, as you're going to see in a second. It's because you're oker davar megidulo. That's more, really, probably more ktsira, right? I think there's one of the Rishonim here says the scenario here is that the thing did not die, but it's just kind of dislodged a little bit. But okay, either way, if you dislodge the embryo, so then you are chayev. You are going to be chayev, as we're going to see in a second. My time, what's the reason? It's Amarava. Bar Hamaduri Asbarali. They explained it to me. Lav Amar Rav Sheshes. Didn't Rav Sheshes not say, "Hi, man, the Talish Kshuta Mehizmi Vehegi"? If you take out some, I forget what this is, something from a briar patch, from like thorns or fruit from like a patch. So Mechayev Mishem Oker Dalver Migidulo. You're Chayev for uprooting the thing from the place of its growth, even though it's not totally detached from the ground. So Achanami here too, Mechayev Mishum Oker Dover Megidulo, right? You're uprooting it, you're detaching it from where it was growing, even though it's not completely detached, right? You take it out of the animal, you're just detaching it. If you move it, the embryo inside, you're going to be Chayev. Amar Abaye says, Hai mind the Talish Pitra Mahona de Chatzva. If someone takes off a pitra, pitriot, if you take off mushrooms from the place of from like a wet pitcher, like a wet container. So then you're gonna be chayev mishum okur davar megidulo. You're gonna be chayev for again taking it off from the place where it grows, even though obviously that's not attached to the ground. 1 second, vaser Rav Oshia hatolish me otzitz nakuv chayev mishenu nakuv potter. 1 second, if you're talking about tolish, so you're only gonna be chayev for tolish if the flower, again, if you remember the flower pot that had a hole in the ground, it's considered connected to the ground. But if it's enonokov, if it doesn't have a hole in the bottom, it's not considered connected to the ground, you're gonna be potter. So too over here, the mushroom is not connected to the ground at all. So Gemara says, no, hasam lav hainu ripse, hacha hainu ripse. No, because if you have a flower pot that's not attached to the ground, so that's not the normal way it grows. Here, the mushroom grows on liquid, it grows on moisture. That's exactly where it usually is used to growing. So then you're going to be chayiv for oker, davar, megidulo, even though it's not attached to the ground. Okay, shkoyav kol ravosai. We will go weiter in the Halei Shas tomorrow. It has been a schus to learn the Halakha Torah with you.